Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Oak Lawn Friday Late Pick 5 edition of the Notorious OTB on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Champs. Run your own March Madness pool and enter Champs free bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs to enter today. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. Welcome, everybody, to the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And, folks, as always,
it's all good, baby. It was all a dream.
We used to read Blood Horse Magazine. I got my Cuban links
yes,
on.
Yes, Cuban B.
I'm your host, Chase Sessoms, the Wolf of Oak Lawn.
I got ice all over my body looking like a snowman. Big rocks in the grill dancing like a slow jam. My chain's so heavy, I'm walking like an old man. Try me, you.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I explained to Keith that, like, before I do shows, I usually, like, get all into the StreamYard studio about 15 minutes ahead of time and have a one-man dance party. And so that little bit of Paul Wall is just a continuation of my one-man dance party into the show itself. Joining me today, you might know him from his hit show, we'll call it, Keith's Cash Plays with Trust the Profits. You might know him from just being a damn good guy and a good follow on Twitter. Gentlemen, Keith at Each and Every Stride. Keith, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much. I really appreciate you having me on again. I'm always a big fan of the Notorious OTB podcast and always love following along. You always have great guests and insight and just hoping to fit in with that crowd and look forward to talking to you about this curious pick five we have ahead of us.
Yeah, we're going to be taking a look at the Oak Lawn late pick five for Friday. But before that, we've got all sorts of things to talk about. I got some musings, which, by the way, first, before we get into the musings, if you haven't checked out Keith's shows, Keith's Cash Plays over on YouTube, the Trust the Profits channel, give it a watch. There's accountability. He keeps his stats. He lets you know when he hits, when he doesn't hit. And, so far he's getting a pretty good return. So, definitely, check it out. Check out the show.
Yeah. It's so much fun. I mean, it's, first time I've launched a show and I really appreciate your support there, Wolf. It's fun. I like to be transparent and I wish there was a little bit more transparency in our sport, but, we're just learning each day and, yeah, I really love just talking and finding, really just trying to find that valley all across North America. I'm actually probably dabble into some harness, maybe some Swedish harness races. That's what I'm thinking next. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, if it sounds like an aisle at a Kia, that's a good idea to not be betting whatever that is. Right. But speaking of IKEA. I don't know why that was a transition. Let's get some musics in here. Just before the show was set to go live, I had someone reply to one of my Wolf posts, which Keith can attest. But my last Wolf post actually nailed what I'm wearing to a T. But he goes by the name Willie Nelson, and who am I to say he's not the real Willie Nelson? He's at Cloudy underscore 1979 on X or Twitter. Posted a picture of an ice cold $100 exacta for a $2,400 payday. We say congrats to Willie Nelson. That's at amazing. Cloudy 1979. What a call by that guy, and great to see someone have stones and get rewarded like that. Going ice cold too. Can't beat that at all.
Yeah, having a strong opinion and getting rewarded for it. That's probably one of the best feelings as a horse player, just any kind of handicapper there.
Have you ever fired something that large ice cold?
You know, I've done, Penn Derby Day when I was there live, got beat at the wire. It was really sloppy conditions. I don't really go too huge, but if I feel strong about it, I'll go like a $20 ice cold exacta, especially you can see the probables ahead. And yeah, I've done ice cold tries. I've hit them pretty, chalky here and there, but you got to kind of, pound it when you can,
When I was playing to pay the bills for a little bit, I would let like a ice cold $100 exacta go at like Aqueduct. Awesome. In like a 6-horse race where like, if I was like, okay, if I can get anything above like 5-1 on this right. exacta, then it's a great bet. And, yeah, I used to love to hit, like, especially this time of year with Aqueduct with those sort of bets. But definitely. Once again, hey, big round of applause for Willie Nelson at Cloudy 1979. That's the best part.
Sweet hit.
The best part is the screen grab has the account total and it's sitting at 32 cents whenever that one gets placed in. And I was like, yeah, there you
gotta
go. He either deposited just a fire. Or that was like the last solo, and either way, we applaud it. If you want to just redboard, like, I don't care if you didn't post it ahead of time. If you want to, we should celebrate each other's hits. You can at me on Twitter or at the show, and we'll shout you out if it's something significant like our boy put down.
Yeah, you gotta love that. I mean, just putting the ticket out there, and when you have cents left in your account, I'm always playing like supers and such, so it's either, like you said, deposit to fire and hopefully hit. And yeah, it's just a great hit to see, especially when you had that little balance there to kind of get the bankroll going.
Yeah, nice little get out bet. Well, what are we going to be talking about today? We already alluded to it, the Oaklawn Park Friday. That's this, the 15th of March, year of our Lord 2024, late pick five. It starts race six, post time 4:18 Eastern, 3:18 God's time, 1:18 all the way out on the specific coast in the specific time zone. It consists of three main races, races 6, 8, and 10. I'm not going to lie, this is a hard sequence. Just with the main races alone, the entire sequence is what the French call a lay bitch. It is a little bit of a bastard of a sequence. I got to think that you kind of had the same opinion, right?
I really did. I mean, it was like, I was looking over this sequence. I was like, thanks, Wolf. This is a homework plus a little extra credit. But I mean, I would say it's a fun puzzle to really try to solve. And I really appreciate you having me. I have a couple of strong opinions and just thought that last race was kind of really wide open. You see these big fields at Oaklawn with these huge purses for even a lower condition, so it's just it's a great product that they have. And the new track announcer Matt Dinnerman, it's just a fun experience.
Absolutely. And I the fact that we're gonna have to cap and talk about $140,000 of two lifetime Arkansas bred allowance, just a word soup of like handicapping nightmares. Let's go ahead. Let's jump in. Let's talk about race six, the 6 furlong, $115,000 maiden special weight. And with this many first timers and lightly raced horses in this field, the pace is tough to figure out. And I think if you want to get out of this leg alive, you're probably going to have to spread wider than you typically would. And when I say wider than I typically would, I'm 5 deep. Usually I cut it off at about 4 deep. Wow. I'm 5 deep here. What about you? How'd you see this one?
This is I actually went back and forth a little bit with the ticket structure. I know that that's always a hot topic. So let's see. I actually went three deep here in race six. I thought hopefully I can get by with three horses. I see some other contenders, but I have a couple of strong opinions here because I do have a single actually in the next leg, the next race. So I kind of hopefully go a little skinny in the beginning and then a nice fat sandwich at the end.
All right. Well, let me go ahead. I'll start rattling off who I kind of like here. And for me, it starts on the inside and working my way out. The two, this is Oscar. I think it's that. It's a Oscar performance horse. But this is Oscar. It is a first timer for Blair Jordan, who's having a great Oaklawn meet, winning four of his 12 starts so far. The mares dropped three, including This is Oscar, and one of which was a winner going two turns. I love the fast workout, three back, followed by a slower works before the debut today. I'm also using the three Charbonne at 10-1. It's got my favorite workout pattern here with a fast work followed by a slow work. And then we have Cody Rosen hitting at a respectable 21% in maiden special weights, 17% in debut maiden special weights. Indy Charge, 15-1. Bob Medina puts this one in with first time blinks. I like seeing that they're trying something different with this horse. And Medina's positive ROI with second time starters. I use the 8 Hobie Cat at 10-1. Uncle Mo Colt out of a mare that won multiple grade one stakes. Two half sibs that have won. The two grade ones on the dam side make this one in at 10-1. And the 9 Duke of Duval, 7-2. Half sibs for this one look like they're more turfers, but they have proven to consistently win. All but one of the half sibs have won, including a listed stakes win. And Aspison puts his son up for this one, and it's been a hot combo as of late. I used to say that Keith was like proof that nepotism maybe doesn't always rule in horse racing, because it seemed like Steve Keith Aspison on his worst match. Not anymore. Something's changed.
Yeah, no, it's really Keith Aspison. If you know, you just notice, you turn your head and say, "Oh, that was a really nice ride," and he's winning for all different connections right now. So definitely I've taken notice the last couple of weeks.
Yep, absolutely. Who'd you like in this first leg?
So yeah, it was this is a tough maiden special weight with I was alluding to before, the purse of 120K, 3-year-old. So my top pick is we've kind of gone in a different direction here, so I'm hoping one of us cashes. So got a number 6, Mo El Grande will be my top pick. Now, I know you talked about Hobie Cat, the number 8. I actually really looked at this horse, Uncle Mo. And I actually looked at Uncle Mo's last race, and he won in the slop at Belmont, wiring the field. So I did a little deep dive on Uncle Mo because there's a couple of the prodigy here. But I'm going to leave off number 8, and I'll explain a little bit later. But the Mo El Grande, broke last in debut, the number 6 horse. I think that was a big learning experience after the bad start. This horse passed many tiring horses and seemed to find a good seam up the rail. I actually didn't know if the rail was good that day or not, but finished a good third with energy. Comes back with a solid workout I liked on March 10th, and going 49-2, and the Uncle Mo, I was definitely looked into that one, and I thought number 7 was interesting at a price. That was a Burlsworth, actually, for Ron Maquette. Thought this horse actually had a look at a price. Now, comes out of a pretty tough maiden special weight race, like all these are, but I thought that was a pretty strong field. It meets similar company. Now, what I like is there's 5 workouts with this horse since January 26th. So I like seeing that. I think that this actually means that the horse is really working well. You get Bejarano, who has actually had a couple of nice winners, is 17% overall. And I just thought that was a horse to include there as well. And I'm also going to include the number 1 Capital Connection on the rail for Norm Cassie. Just thought, this horse debuted in the slop at Fairgrounds. You get Ricardo Santana. And I just thought, we don't know the weather quite yet. I actually have been asking Alexa a couple of times. I think I just triggered the Alexa there. But I just think that it might be just cloudy. We're hoping for no real rain on Friday for your show. And then I just thought, you know, second time rail here could be a big learning experience. So I am going 6-7-1, actually. Only those three horses in leg one. Thought the eight was interesting, your eight. That would have been my fourth horse, but I kind of had to go a little skinnier in the beginning.
All right, and I was 2, 3, 4, 8, and 9. Speaking of first leg, here's a good opportunity to talk about our friends at Cut. I am just nailing it with these transitions that are absolute non sequiturs. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet. Bet directly against your friends and other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes. Tons of fun social features that give it the feel of a betting social network. Cut offers lower VIG and fully customizable odds. Create your own bets. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase down anyone for money. Plus, it's got cool social features like group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and more. And they have rewards, and you can get cash back every single time you bet against your friends or other users. Hey, a bet on like on Cut? We're going to have to get with Cut. We're going to have to make some bets that are some cross-species parlays with horse races and March Madness hoops. So download Cut today in the App Store over at KUTT.com. That's KUTT. Use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And we're, as always, brought to you by our good friends at Underdog. Underdog is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play their pick'em game where all you're doing is picking whether your favorite player will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big? You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Listen, I've joined Underdog. It's easy to use, easy to get set up, and plus we've got a great bonus for you. We'll match your deposit. So sign up today with promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Now, if you excuse me, I have to get a rehydration interlude in.
Many men wish death upon me. Blood in my dog and I can't see.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
On to leg two, race 7, 8.5 furlong, $12,500 non-winners of two, Lifetime. I should be singled here. I feel like you already told us that you are singled here. So why don't you go ahead?
I kind of spill the beans off camera, but yeah. You know, you got to take a stand in this pick five. And I thought, I guess I'll talk about my single here. This is number 3, Calrissian. I think this is a Star Wars reference here for Lando. So
smooth Billy D.
Who doesn't love Billy D? And let's see, we got Calrissian. You know, I just found that it was interesting that this is the only horse in the entire field actually that hasn't gone this 8.5 furlong distance. Now, with that being said, this is going to be the single for me. I just thought, you know, this horse has been racing in higher claiming conditions and, you know, now drops to the bottom level where I just think that, you know, it's just now or never really for this horse. You know, 1-for-9 lifetime. I just thought it was a good post to work with, to work out a trip in this routing distance. And, you know, I just thought, this is just now or never for me with this horse. And second time at Oaklawn, gets the extra 0.5 furlong to work with and comes back with a quick workout on March 8th, 48-2. And I thought there was a few other contenders in here. I just didn't want to spread in the second leg because I just thought it was very challenging later on. So give me number 3, Calrissian, as my single, from a land far, far away.
There we go. I should, Keith, be like you. I should be playing this clip.
I'm singing. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle?
Yeah.
I should be single and mingling with Calrissian, which, by the way, my fantasy football team name this year was Billy D. Thrilliums, and I'll have you won my league.
That was a good luck charm.
I couldn't make myself single Calrissian. For one thing, I have a New Year's resolution that I was not going to single closers anymore. I'm never going to single closers. It's just they don't make their own trip. There's too much that's not in their control. Whenever I think it's closers, it's time to take all the closers that I think are good enough to win in a horizontal series. So I ended up on 2. I use Calrissian, but I'm also going to use the 7 Heir to Greatness at 8-1. This one takes a small drop in class, should be Fordley Place, so it automatically makes him a player here in this race. Brogberg's pulling the blinks off, so this one might be a little more conscious of the field, and if he needs the lead, he'll be able to, you know, see the other pace and get out in front of it. So I was too deep there with Calrissian and Heir to Greatness.
Yeah, it's an interesting field. I mean, on paper, you know, the concern for me was there's not really much speed in this race. I mean, it's, you know, you're 7 and the 2 maybe kind of on the slow front. I just thought maybe Calrissian could actually be a little bit closer. With that being said, I just see a lot of off the pace horses here. So maybe kind of like a third or fourth kind of, you know, maybe not that close, but kind of a more of a stalking trip than a closing, I'm hoping. Right. So
it's
going to be a roll of the dice.
Yeah. The patented Oaklawn swoop, there it is, move coming out of the turn.
That's it. That's what I'm hoping for. A nice swoop there with the extra 0.5 furlong to work with.
There we go. Race 8, 6 furlongs, $1,000 maiden special weight. A tough little maiden special weight. Go figure. I'm going to try to get through this leg by taking a stand with 2 horses. Did you spread out here or did you try to kind of keep it thin also?
No, this is actually where I started spreading more. Since I only went 3 deep leg 1 and then that single last race. So I'm actually going 4 deep here. This is going to be more of an expensive ticket than I play, but I just had a feeling on a couple of these horses. I'll go through these. It's I'm going 1-2-5-7 here. And so I got a spread board for me. Now, the number 1 was the favorite both starts, and I know disappointed, but, you know, this is a horse coming off of the layoff, so that's a concern. But, you know, Brad Cox can get these horses ready, and I just thought, you know, those races are pretty strong that horse is coming out of. And the number 2, I didn't want to get beat by this horse, the Firster. That's been working lights out, actually. I was really looking at these workouts for about 5 minutes straight. I just was very intrigued by this horse.
Dude,
this is Baton Rouge. Yep.
I call these Rambo horses because they just walk in with a bandolier full of bullets, with all these bullet workouts. See, you get it? You get it?
Yeah, I
get it. Like Rambo with the... whatever. Whatever.
It took me an extra second, but I definitely got it there. Yep. Yeah, it's you don't know what to make of this. I mean, could be a great worker, but when it's time on the track, you know, it could be different. So I just thought it was a spread kind of race. And then, yeah, number five, I thought was probably my top pick, Simnovic. You know, that's had a wide race last time, and it's been consistent in the money but a lot of second place finishes. That was the concern for me. Just pretty strong overall, though, but could be the day to win. Could fire fourth off the layoff. I know the third off the layoff's a big angle. I like fourth off the layoff sometimes too. I think that's kind of worked for me a little bit. And then I was looking at quickly, I'll go with Pineland number seven. Found this cool stat about trainer Lindsey Schultz. Hits at a big clip of 25% with a second off of a layoff like this, similar layoff from December. So that was something I found. And this horse actually had an excuse last time. Pylon, the number seven, just slipped out of the gate and is lightly raced compared to a lot of these. So just like that as well. Could be moved forward at a price. And then I had, see if I had anybody else here for you. I think that was it, actually. I got 1, 2, 5, 7.
Look at us. Hey, look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
You had two extra horses, but in my two picks here, you had the two that I was pretty high on. And that was the five, was it Simovic or whatever.
Yeah, kind of. You did better than me, yeah.
the ability, you know, has actually shown the ability to pass other horses. And this 4-year-old has a ton of winning siblings and comes out of a productive mare. Then I use the seven Pineland at 15-1. Cool. And it has a lot to do with what you talked about. Shipped to Oaklawn, caught it off track. That's a big angle right now. Finding these horses that were been running in the off track at Oaklawn for a couple months, finally catching fast tracks. And then this one, like you mentioned, had that slip at the break last out. Toss out those performances. You got a really competitive horse at 15-1 price. And like you said, Schultz, she's got all sorts of great trainer angles working for her right now. With second off the layoff, that's positive ROI, 21%. Maiden special weights, 13%, but still a positive ROI angle. Plus, she gets the French strangler himself, Julien Leperoux, up.
Gotta love that nickname. Wow. Yeah, it's. I just thought this was another wide open, you know, as always, a big field at Oaklawn and can make a lot of cases. But yeah, I went four deep. Sounds like you went too deep. So that's awesome.
Yeah. After we had the first race pretty well surrounded, we've kind of seen it the same way, it looks like, further down the ticket. Real quick, got to get a word in from Champs. Champs is hosting a free March Madness bracket for a bracket contest for a chance to win $100 plus. If you host your own March Madness pool on Champs, you'll get an extra free entry into the bracket contest. Tiebreakers are determined by who enters first, so make sure to register now so you don't miss out. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. And as always, we're brought to you by the good nerds at Hall of Fame Bets, who want you to win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets, revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks add value. And stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching the Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app, visit hofbets.com, and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. And if you excuse me, gotta get a little rehydration interlude in here.
Gretch, hit me with the horse, man. Y'all ready? Let's go.
Oh, no.
Let's go. Y'all ready? Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Everybody jump. Jump, 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 jump. I said everybody jump.
All right. On to race nine. That's... Nothing hits quite like Let Me Clear My Throat. listen, I before I give the conditions of this race, I'm just, as an Arky Bred, there's no way we should be paying Arky Breds this many dollars. Six furlongs, $140,000 non-winners of two lifetime Arkansas Bred allowance. Good God almighty, that is a good sized purse. There should be a pretty honest early pace developing between three horses in this race. And I see those three as Hit Scene, Midnight Taxes, and Yaqui Valley. It should open it up for an off-pace horse. Again, I should probably single. But with this run style, it was my New Year's resolution not to single these types of closing horses. So yep. I'm going too deep here. What did you think, Keith?
I'm actually going too deep, too. I saw this race kind of interesting, to be honest with you. I really dug into the pace here. I thought this was the most interesting pace dynamic race of the sequence. And I'm going to take a roll of the dice here. Now, I am going too deep, but I'm banking on the number three Hit Scene and the number five Midnight Texas. I'm thinking they're just going to try to both go, and I'm hoping one maybe puts away the other one and just the other one wins. I mean, I'm hoping. I mean, the other horses I see can come off the pace, but it's a 6 furlong sprint. So I'm hoping that the speed holds in this one. So I'm actually only going 3 and 5 here. I just thought Midnight Texas was my top pick. It has earned the most in the field. It has a lot of second-itis, but I just thought third off the layoff and, you know, really with the pace dynamic, I would just say it at 6 furlongs and gets the cut back in distance. I love when the horse is cut back and can show speed like that. So, and then the number three Hit Scene, as I described, I just think that they could duel kind of slowly. I don't really think there's going to be a hot pace. And then I just hope one of them can get the job done here. Now, it's really just my, I'm going with the five as my top pick. So I'm going to just stick with 3 and 5 here.
Well, it looks like a path diverged in a snowy wood here, Keith, because we're not on the same horses.
So line I will in say, the sand.
Yeah, we've got it. It's like the first race. We've got it surrounded at this point. I've got the 8-20 to park at 8-5. Once again, this is a horse that logically I should be saying.
Yes, I'm singing. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle?
Yeah.
Now- at 8-5, I should be wanting to mingle here, and but the off pace run style actually. Ooh, excuse me.
I thought you were getting emotional there.
It did. The cough did make my eyes water.
That's it.
But I thought that the off-pace run style dictated that I go deeper. So should do well, you know, off the cutback. And if this horse runs back to his 6 furlong figure, then he'll be tough to beat. And Shire is cleaning up, hitting with 30% with sprint to route to sprint pattern this with the starters. So I used that 8-20 to park. And then I was on the 10. Hess at 12-1.
Cool.
And Hess has all sorts of dirty little pig boy angles at play.
Little pig boy.
Can I get the definition?
Little pig boy. He's that pathetic, dirty bitch baby mistress gets to stand on.
Plus, I mean, the addition of blinkers, the addition of Lasix.
Little pig boy comes from the dirt. He's a weaselly little mud grub who needs to be stood on. Little pig boy.
Can run from off the pace. Was a bit slow last out, so coming off of a trouble trip. Should get a gorgeous wide stocking trip. What is it the new term I'm hearing from people now? Horse should trip out, bro. This horse should just trip out. So yeah, I kind of think Hess trips out at 12-1. So I went too deep there. 8-20 to park. Like I said, if I had cojones, I would be singled there once again, but I'm not. I'm also using the 10 Hess at 12-1.
Yeah, no, I actually looked at that horse Hess. I noticed that horse is getting the, you know, they call this the kitchen sink makeover. You know, it's just something that you get everything. You like to see that though, especially. You know, you get the new jockey, you get the blinkers angle, and then the Lasix. And I like when these trainers really try to, you know, switch things up. And, you know, horse showed talent before, so good luck. I like it. But I'm banking on the pace, hopefully just 3 and 5 kind of just take them far and one gets it done.
All right, here we go. On to the payoff leg, leg 5, where we hope that we win so much money that we have the sort of generational wealth that lets us talk to the help like this.
Hey, 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 don't rub on that. You block that. You understand? That's alpaca. That's $25,000 alpaca. You block that shit. Right. You don't rub on. Put the club soda on there.
Put that club soda on my alpaca money. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about seeing the Nouveau Riche pull up and thinking,
hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around. With your broke ass.
That's the kind of money hilarious. We're trying to win, Keith. All right. I'm about to get so cute here. Especially if the 13 doesn't draw into this race. Because basically, if the 13 doesn't draw into this race, there's Lone Speed. And I'm going to single the Lone Speed in the maiden race. That's getting blinkers, catches a dry track, and has a great workout pattern. And I'm singling the 10, yeah. Rocket Sanders at 2-1. And you know what? Typically, I would say this horse wouldn't be worth a win bet because horses named for Razorback players always get pounded at the window. But you know what? He just transferred to South Carolina. He's not one of us anymore.
I bet
you get price float because of it. Rocket Sanders at greater than 2-1.
Hey, you know, you could book it. And if you feel strong about it too, I mean, are you the type of, do you put the win bet on the horse on your single too? That's a tough call though. I mean, it's kind of, you're all in on the horse though. Then you could really get rewarded.
It's true. I mean, this would be, if I were single to a 10, this would be a place where I'd be playing like key box exactas and stuff.
Trying to edge,
and getting just like really adorable and like whiffing and not hitting anything like my hedges or my pick five.
Yeah, I really try not to hedge too much. I mean, it was sort of one of my New Year's resolutions too as a horse player. I mean, unless I had made total sense and I was thousands of dollars and, you know, just had to, the math made, you know, adds up, but trying not to. But yeah, I just thought that this was, I actually went four deep here. So this is going to be more of an expensive ticket for me. I just made a case for a couple horses. My top pick is actually going to be a horse that disappointed at a lower level and steps back up again. And I just thought has ran okay in the past. It's actually a pretty 6-1 morning line. So number 9, Percy Road, I like in this spot a little bit. Just thought the cutback looked good. And as I mentioned, that race disappointed on you know, this was actually off of a layoff now. So just thought maybe, you know, hopefully this horse could be ready to fire a big one. And I actually went with a few other contenders here. Now, I do have your number 10, Rocket Sanders, included as well. And then I have the 2 and the 3, too. So I got Task and God's Country. Not God's Time, but God's Country.
God's Country. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. For Starfish Stables. Okay. I thought with Rocket Sanders, like, this is exactly the type of horse that I want to single, a horse that I think is going to be out on the front. Plus, I get the warm comfort blanket of the blinkers going on for Donnie Von Hemel here, which I know it's not a huge thing, but for me, anytime they're trying to shake him up like this, I absolutely love it in maiden races.
I like the workout, you know, two back. That was a nice workout there for Rocket Sanders, so living up to the name. And yeah, I just thought it was kind of, you know, the get out race and maybe looking for a little bit of a price there. I thought the 2 and the 3 had a look also. So my ticket is actually going to be $48 total. So I go a little bit higher than usually I do. Usually I'm around like the $30 range and hit one. I've had a couple of pick fives in my life, not too many, but I don't really play them too much, but I just thought it was a fun sequence.
Yeah, and the good thing is if you hit the sequence, for your $48, you will be handsomely rewarded. Like I don't really foresee the sequence being chalked out by any means or anything. You'll get what you put back into it. Now, can I be wrong? Like I got called out by Inside the Pylons one time because I assumed that a card that was pretty much all maidens was going to pay buckets, but it chalked out and I got called out for that. Where is it? I'm finding it.
Oh, I gotta see this.
Oh no, there we go.
wish death upon me. Blood in my dog and I can't see.
I'm still standing, though. I'm still out here in these streets, in these podcast streets.
Wolfie got quoted, I guess. Quote tweeted.
Quote tweeted. Yep. It was back when I was a damn dirty tout spelling picks. All right. Let's go ahead. Let's wrap up our tickets here. Keith, go ahead. Let's hear what you got.
So, yeah, I'm going to spend. I agree with you. I didn't think it was a chalky sequence, you know, especially Oaklawn. I mean, I contemplated two singles, but I'm going to go with one single in that second leg. That was Clarizian. Say that a couple of times. And I got a $48 ticket. So I'm going 167. And then I'm going with the 3 as my single in leg 2. And I'm going 1257. And then in leg 4, I'm going 3-5, so 2 deep there. And then in the last leg, I know you were talking up the Rocket Sanders, but I am actually spreading a little bit. I'm going 2-3-9-10 for a total of $48 on a 50-cent base wager.
There we go. That's awesome. That's thank what, you. $50 for a couple hours worth of fun there. Look at that. And you still got enough money to get a soda or something. Perfect.
Yeah.
I really thought that my ticket was going to end up around what yours was, if not more, until I hit my single in the final leg with Rocket there. So my ticket first leg is going to be 2-3-4-8-9, the second leg 3-7, the third leg 5-7, the fourth leg 8-10, and then I'm stone cold single in the last leg 2-10, which puts me at a $20 ticket at the 50-cent base.
Very economical. And I love singling at the end. Sometimes I've kind of seen where if you single in the beginning, is just, you know, you're all in or not. And it's so much fun if you get that. And then you can really, you know, enjoy, especially if you really spread, try not to go all button. But and then if you have a single at the end, I mean, just if you can get there, it's so much fun just to watch that race and hopefully cash.
Yeah. Yeah. Still, just a real butthole puckering moment, especially in a pick 5 in a horizontal sequence, and one where we assume this will pay, you know, at least a couple grand. Like I don't foresee this paying less than $1,000.
I could see it around. Yeah. I mean, I could see it, you know, approaching maybe 2,000 even. Yeah.
Cause I mean, we liked some chalky horses, but we also liked some chalky horses to get beat by some bigger prices in the same races.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the will pays go. And, you know, some of those horses like Hess and some of those bigger morning lines, you could see those. I bet you some of those, you know, savvy horse players see some of that. So the will pays could be a little lower on those horses.
Yeah, the Pineland, Hess, those sort of horses. Yeah, I agree. All right, that's going to do it for us here at the Notorious OTB. Keith, let everyone know where they can follow you and where they can find your show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, first of all, Wolf. And yeah, they can find me at the Trust of Profits YouTube channel. We also have a big presence on X Twitter. And my name is Keith, and you can find me at Each Every Stride on X Twitter. And I host a show on the Trust of Profits YouTube channel. It's called Keith's Cash Plays. You know, we look for value play horses, price play, and, you know, we fire sometimes. You know, sometimes, you know, you just... Also, I have a accountability with my stats and everything, and I've had you on the show, Wolf, and you know, maybe a little, you know, a little teaser. Maybe you'll be on soon. So appreciate you so much for having me on. I always enjoy the Notorious OTB podcast and always follow along.
Well, thank you for saying that, man. And yeah, I'll check it out because I will be doing Keith's Cash Plays in about. Well, you'll be listening to this later, but in about a couple minutes, we're gonna
breaking news.
Yeah, quick home and home. Make sure to check out the show tomorrow. I'm talking Matthew DeSantis. I'm talking Sarah El Badwi. I'm talking Barry the Sniper Spears all together in one episode. We are going to be playing the NHC Friday mandatory races. Just seeing if we can pick some winners. On what the, you know, every horse player is going to be focused in on Friday. So check cool. that out. That's going to be a fun episode because I'm sure there will be a lot of emotion at stake. We usually don't put money up, but there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of shit talk back and forth.
I'll definitely be checking that out. That's a cool concept, and you have some great guests on too.
Yeah, absolutely. So check that out. We'll be back tomorrow with more Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, and we'll see you tomorrow.